No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Stewart. God bless America. Good to have you here. Hope you had a great weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. Here are three big things you need to know right now as we're getting it out and getting honest and getting to the Steve Gruber Show. Number one, the grocery wars continue in Michigan. There could be a new grocery store near you very soon. Did you know that? Yes. Number two, the $77 billion Michigan budget lacks tax relief, but it does bail out pensions. That's right. And funds roads, again. And number three, if you missed it, and this is irritating. People get a chance to go out with their families, and instead of being able to watch a parade and forget about, you know, the nonsense and the noise just for a moment, pro-choice protesters descend and block the 4th of July parade at the state capitol in Lansing. That happened yesterday. The 4th of July parade ended shortly after it started, but barely did anything. This is from the Channel 10 website, WILX. On the scene when the parade began at 11 Monday morning, protesters were there about a half an hour before at 10:30. The parade started at the left of the state capitol building, but was stopped by protesters as soon as they turned to the front of the building. The organizer of the protest said that she did not intend for protesters to block the parade. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore was there. He told Channel 10 that he supports the protest. Was disappointed the parade was ended, but I don't believe anybody was arrested. So good job, Mr. Mayor. You've encouraged these people to continue disrupting our lives and everyone's life. And they just want to go out for a 4th of July parade. And you can't run your city well enough to say, hey, clear them out of the way. Clear them out of the way. Let's get this taken care of. All right? Let's get this taken care of and clear them right out. So that's just disappointing to me. That's all. Very disappointing to me. That's all. All right. So Michigan's $77 billion budget. $77 billion budget. No tax relief there. But it bails out pensions. Funds the roads. So the Republican-led legislature approved this $77 billion budget. You know this. They struck a deal with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, left $7 billion of taxpayer money on the table. State officials say they welcome the budget, but it doesn't raise taxes. It also doesn't contain any tax breaks. In fact, the budget would increase spending by about $7 billion, 10% more than the previous budget. It's a spend, spend, spend. The highlights include this, and I wanted to dig deeper into this, and so I wanted to get to it when we had a chance, right? $1.7 billion in K-12 and university systems, $750 million for local municipalities, $100 million in the Michigan State Police System, a $19.6 billion school aid fund. It includes a record high per student base grant of $9,150 and $575 million, that is, to recruit and retain teachers. $1.9 billion for special ed, including $246 million to increase in reimbursements to help districts improve services. An additional $168 million to support school safety, and $25 million will support school resource officers. A $500 million fund will help schools consolidate buildings or improve efficiency. There's a $6 billion Department of Transportation budget that's up from $5.4 billion. $130 million will be there to support local law enforcement and public safety personnel, including scholarships, community policing investments, EMS training, fire department equipment, and communications tower upgrades. Revenue sharing to support local community services increases by 6%, and a one-time additional $300 million in investment will support community and economic development in communities statewide. Now, mental and behavioral health facilities and programs receive a $625 million boost to improve services for children and adults across the state. And one more thing here, $20 million will increase access to prenatal and postnatal care for pregnant mothers and their babies. Let's see, $94 million for local federal aid, road and bridge construction, $75 million for blight removal statewide, $35 million for Mackinac Island upgrades, $31 million, Mackinac Island scores big, $31 million for city and village streets, And then Brian Peters, the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, applauded all of this. Michigan lacks adequate capacity to treat patients with behavioral and mental illness, and this new funding is an important and necessary step to address the shortage. Why don't we go for the Baker Act in Michigan? The Baker Act is something that has been, what, in Florida for, what, 35 years now, I think. And the Baker Act allows the police to pull somebody off the street and detain them. They're not actually arrested, but they're the way I understand it, right? They're not arrested. They're detained for 2, possibly 3 days. And it doesn't appear on their record, but if they're a threat to themselves or to others, they get pulled in and they get sent to they get moved in a direction to help them out. And from what I can tell, it's been a great success in Florida for a number of years. And why wouldn't we follow that for our state? If we know that it works in Florida, which is a much bigger population than our own, and it's going well, then why wouldn't we just go ahead? Best practices, you hear that a lot, right? I think we should be exploring the Baker Act of Florida to see if it would apply well here. It's been trusted for 35 years. And it's a way to deal with mental health and get people that are, you know, having trouble, maybe being suicidal, whatever it might be, but get them dealt with and taken care of and looked after without putting them in jail. It seems like such a much better approach to everything than anything else we've been doing. And so and I look at this budget and I say, you know, there's good money in here for different things, right? And good money for mental health budgets, which is important. I do agree, but the Baker Act, I think, would take us so much farther down the street and in a better direction, in a place that we would have better outcomes, I think. And that's what that's the point. We want better outcomes for these people. People that are struggling, we want better outcomes. I mean, that's what I want. That's what I want. So, I mean, just trying to do the right thing, right? A lot of challenges out there. All right, still to come in this hour, Liz Peek's going to be here. Liz Peek, who was motivated and fired up by a conversation we had a week ago now, I guess, maybe more, and ended up writing about the EPA and the state of West Virginia and how important that case was going to be and how it was going to be a possible bombshell. It was. The left still trying to figure out how to deal with the fact they just got crushed by the Supreme Court, saying, no, they don't have to do any of those things. That's all still coming. So don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S. only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.